USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist National Poll shows only 36% of Democrat voters want Joe Biden, who reportedly received a record 81 million votes just a year ago, to run for re-election in 2024. In contrast, the poll shows 50% of Republican voters want President Trump to run for re-election in 2024. Biden's approve-disapprove rating is underwater at 44-49. The race for the governor's seat remains tight as Election Day approaches, but GOP candidate Glenn Youngkin will come out ahead, Representative Rob Whitman said on Newsmax Monday.
Glenn Youngkin prevails. He's been able to really capture the concerns out in the community, whether it's concerns about what's happening with our education system, concerns about where our economy is going, concerns about public safety.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
American Airlines struggled to fix its operation but still canceled more than 350 flights on Monday as disruptions caused by staffing shortages at the big carrier continued for a fourth straight day. Monday's performance was an improvement over Sunday when American scrubbed more than 1,000 flights, more than one-third of its schedule, according to tracking service FlightAware. We on Gravitas, a popular primetime show in India, exposed in a recent episode how Pfizer bullies and blackmails countries for shots and took a hard line in the push for profit.
Pfizer is silencing governments. How? Through contracts. These airtight contracts are at the center of everything. They can silence governments in ways you can't even imagine.
The contracts show how Pfizer can stop countries from speaking about its contracts, block vaccine donations, unilaterally change delivery schedules, and demand public assets as collateral. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A fire-related death in New York City is blamed on slow response time.
As the federal government is demanding to be a part of your medical life with vaccine mandates, Americans are losing their jobs. And with the absence of first responders, this policy is making Americans less safe. Frontline workers will be rallying in Washington, D.C. today. D.C. firefighter Will Jones tells Fox News someone lost their life over the weekend in New York City because leaders there closed down over 24 firehouses due to the vaccine mandate.
Obviously, we don't want that to happen, but just yesterday, there were 26 firehouses that were closed down because of staffing shortages in New York. And unfortunately, someone lost their life in a fire because the first due company, the one that would be the first engine company supposed to respond, was shut down because of their shortages. We don't know what will happen, but we know that's a distinct possibility, and that's what we definitely want to avoid here.
From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Roughly 11 minutes for a water tender to arrive at a fire. Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson announced on October 28th that he has issued an executive order to protect the individual rights of his state citizens against overreaching COVID-19 vaccine mandates from the Biden administration. As the governor of the state of Missouri, I stand with concerned Missourians and will do all I can to stop federal COVID-19 vaccine mandates, Parson said in a statement. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.